it provides this brochure is guidance on the relevant legal provisions and also on the practical procedures to ensure the prompt disembarkation of the rescued person at sea. And therefore, it includes two parts. One is the legal framework regarding the rescue and disembarkation, and the other part of the brochure is the guidance on procedures that are provided to the master and also for the member states.
What has prompted the publication of this guidance?
This is the second version of the guidance. The first version was released in 2007, and due to the last incidents and also the wish of UNHCR to convene last year a specific round table for discuss the issue of the migrants, it was decided to release an update version of this guidance.
Now, what does it say about how people who are rescued at sea should be treated?
You know, here is one reference to the masters to treat the person rescued at sea with humanity. I mean, to follow and to comply with all the principles of humanitarian treatment. And apart from that one, this is general guidance of the procedure for the master of the ships who rescue people and also for the rescue centers who coordinate the operations.
Now, are there problems that refugees and asylum seekers face right now? People who are rescued at sea, are they treated properly right now, or do they face problems?
What I can tell you is that in this brochure, it is included a specific part on additional consideration in case that the person rescued at sea claim for asylum seekers or refugees, and therefore it includes some information that it can be useful both for the person and also for shipping companies, masters, and the member states how to deal with these people. There is an obligation for all the masters, for all the ships, to rescue the people, not considering the faith, race, or whatever. I mean, all the people has to be rescued according with the international law at sea and also the specific convention instruments of IAMU. Therefore, the obligation is to rescue and to deliver safely in a port of safety. And, you know, the way that the crew treats the people rescued, the masters are trained and also is the customary law to treat them well and to provide as much as they can.
And of course, you are aware of the developments of hundreds of people who have been trying to cross, more specifically the Mediterranean. Has this been presenting some challenges to ships?
In the last year, it has happened that ships are rescuing large amount of people from boats or ships. And this is a challenge because so far the ships who rescued people at sea normally was with limited person on board. And therefore, since last year, it has happened that the merchant ships have to rescue large number of people. And this is a challenge, of course, for the shipping lines and also for the ships due to the limited resources, limited crew, limited food, for example, that the ships have. And this is really a challenge for the ships.
There is an argument here that making it easier to rescue people who are using unseaworthy ships to cross the sea to Europe would actually encourage these people to do that. How would you respond to that?
What we have discussed so far with the other agencies and what the main problem or the way that it should be solved is to improve the situation in the countries of origin. It's really very important that the situation is improved in order that the people do not have to flee from the countries.
And finally, in the meantime, do you think that this guidance is going to make a difference in the lives of these people?
At least it will be a clear guidance to the masters and a reminder to member states what are the legislation applicable and what are the recommended practice and procedures. This would help the industry and the sector to manage in a better way in a case of an incident with a person rescued at sea.